We are joined in the media center by our Pro Stock Motorcycle winner in the Camping World Series here at the Nevada NHRA Nationals. Hector Arana Jr. is back. That's 8 straight round wins for Hector. Second straight victory, 17th of his career. Third at Vegas. Got a thing going on here at Vegas. A whole bunch of hole shot victories on the day for Hector Arana Jr. Hector, coming out of the 15th slot, took down Angel, took down Eddie, took down the Smith family. And just amazing, the rest of the field probably ruining the day you decided to return to NHRA drag racing. Just walk us through this experience of coming back and winning back-to-back.
You know what, it was a fight to even get here, and you know, we weren't even scheduled to come to this race, but Getrex and Steve Bryson and the whole Getrex team, they jumped on board and said, no, you won, we want to see you go to the next two races. So they're the reason why we're here, and I can't thank them enough. But you know, we were able to carry that momentum. And I tell you what, it was a struggle because we weren't prepared. Rushed back to the shop, rebuild the engines. Then we had motorhome issues, trying to rebuild the motorhome. Ended up borrowing another motorhome to get here. And we finally made it. We pulled in late Thursday night. We set up Thursday night. And then, you know, we struggled a little bit there in qualifying. But we knew what we were doing, and we had a backup plan for race day if qualifying results didn't pan out, which they didn't. So we put our backup plan in, and it worked out. And like you said, there's a couple hole shot wins, but, you know, I had to run the pace in order for that hole shot to work as also. So if you look at the numbers, we picked up and we ran the numbers as well.
All right, let's open it up to members of the media. Questions for Hector Arana Jr., starting off with Kevin McKenna from NHRA National Dragster.
Being off for so long, you know, not racing most of this year, were you afraid at all coming back that there'd be a little rust, or is it taking you a bit to get your timing? I mean, your lights have been as good as they've ever been. Or does maybe the time off give you a little chance to reflect and work on some things?
Well, that's a good question. You know, we've been doing it for so long, and it's like riding a bicycle. You get back on, maybe the first qualifying run, you feel a little rusty. Now I got nothing. And but you know what? I'm focused right now. I'm in my groove, and I'm dialed in, and I know what I need to do on a tree. So I'm focused. I do the same routine every run. And we're getting great results.
Next question, Josh. Okay, Susan. Go ahead, Susan.
It doesn't seem that long ago that you were dressing up as peasants and going up against the Vance and Hines people, and now you got Matt Smith out there. And does it feel like a whole different world to you from those days?
You know, not at all. It's just there's, you know, back in the day, it was pretty much us and the Harleys, and you know, now it's the Harleys and it's the Smiths, and you know, just like kind of how we did in Vegas. I took out the whole Smith camp. We came here in Vegas. Would I say Vegas, Dallas? Either way, we come here in Vegas and we took out the Vance and Hines and the Smith camp. We're here on a mission. The mission is to win races and to get a sponsorship for next year.
What kind of message does this send to sponsors? And you know, that this is a team that can win right off the bat. You know.
Exactly. That's the ultimate message. Sponsors want winners. They want to, you know, the winners make the brand. So that's what we have to do.
Did you feel like coming here you had kind of nothing to lose? Like this was like a new life, and like you said, you weren't expecting to come here at Pomona, and now you end up, you know, this is just like a golden opportunity for you and your team?
Exactly. You know, like I said, Dallas was the final race of the year, and we went to Dallas, and we did awesome, and it's like, you know, obviously, it's like, man, we wish we could do more, but we're leaving on a high note, and we're ready for next year. And then, you know, that night after the win, we picked up the sponsorship from Getrex, and here we are in Vegas and Pomona. So now we're doing great, and, you know, I'm here to prove myself. And also, you know, we're here to get a win because of all the effort that my dad and the team put. They drove over through the night, 24/7, endless hours to get here, and it's a miracle we're here right now. So I had to do my part to make up for that.
Hey, Hector. You mentioned on the Competition Plus Power Hour a few weeks ago that you liked the races with the 4 qualifying sessions, and I know you wanted a few hole shots today, but do you feel like having those extra rounds helped you guys find a little bit more performance going against a race day?
Oh, definitely. You know, the extra rounds always help. They always help you dial in the bike, figure out your setup for the racetrack. You know, it's funny. Everybody thinks, it's a drag strip. It's a straight quarter-mile run. It's concrete, some rubber. How much different could it be? But the engines operate so much differently with the altitude. So we came here and it was cold, so the corrected numbers were good, but the barometer's different, so the power's different with the engine, then the track's really good, so there's just it's a whole different combination. And then, you know, that's kind of where we're a little behind the pace is having that combination already dialed in, because the track prep is a little bit different from the past couple of years. And when you're not out here running consistent, you know, you don't have the notes and the data to know what to do when you come to, you know, a race with these conditions. So there's a little bit of catch up, but you know, we're a seasoned team. We've been doing this for a long time, so we're able to still apply our knowledge and everything that we know how to do and get the results.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Will be the two of you back out there again? Maybe Adam's coming back? I don't know.
Oh, Adam, I'm sure, would love to ride again, but Adam's about 212 pounds and 6'3" on helicopters with the Coast Guard, so he will not be doing a drag bike, at least. But it's great to have him out here on the crew. And you know what? My dad definitely wants to get back on the bike, make a couple passes. He just loves riding the bike, but he's just happy to be out here with me. And, you know, tuning the bike, working on the engines, building the engines. You know, he's the brains behind the operation. He makes the horsepower. He made the tune-up call for that final round. And here we are. Thank you.
Hector, congratulations. Just final question. You are headed to Pomona. What you've done to be able to win back-to-back, to come out here. You took some time away, raising a family. But then you, like, as if a switch flipped, and this is what I want you to talk about. You decided that really you belong out here, you want to be here, and you're going to dedicate yourself to being out here. This statement you've made with these two back-to-back wins, it's obvious, but just talk a little bit about that, being away and then making a decision to go in many ways all in. You got one engine, putting in mega effort, and it's obviously paying off.
Yeah, you know, the break wasn't something that was planned. It was just something that happened. You know, grateful for all the long, you know, relationship that we did have with Lucas Oil, 27 years, but when they pulled out, we just didn't have the financial funding behind us to be able to afford to go to these races. And so that's where we've made smart decisions on, as far as, well, I don't know how smart they are, but we made our decisions and set our schedule based on, you know, what we could do. And, you know, we have to stay active if we want to come back out of here. We have to keep up with the time. So that's why we've been doing just a couple select few races, and then this year turned out to be more than, you know, expected. We had four races selected, and then the Dallas opportunity came out with the Stampede of Speed, so that turned into number five, and then Getrix jumped on board for the final two races of the year. And what an awesome opportunity, and to be able to get a win for them, man, that's so awesome.
Congratulations on your win here in Vegas. Go celebrate.
Thank you.